see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer, while the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gambell, and I am your host for this show all week long, as I've been for 5 years. Still moving right along. I think it's 5 years, maybe six now. I don't know. I can't keep track of it. Family, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. daily. Bible studies, 8 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, also 8 to 9 p.m. You can hear from my website, Bible Studies at Night. But from 4 to 6, you can hear me from my website, watchmanforjesus.com. But also on talkstreamlive.com through the media player. When you click on my photo there, and then you go to my page there on Talkstream Live. And to the right of it is a little bar. You click that and sends you up a media player, and then you listen. That works. But it shuts off around 3 minutes till the top of the hour. It starts about 2 minutes to the top of the hour. And then it shuts off at like 5:57 or something like that. I'm 5:58. Usually I'm talking another 2-3 minutes on my website to finish up. So by 6 I'm completely not talking. The family, this week, it seems the focus that my research is taking me to the North American Union, laying the groundwork all last week, actually, how it all works in the big picture. And now I'm going to start talking about details this week of the North American Union plus 10 unions worldwide. And did you know? It's not a coincidence that over 3,000-4,000 years ago, literally, in the book of Daniel, it tells you what's going on today exactly. 10 unions, 10 kings, 7 heads. The 7 heads were represented in France during the solidarity of the countries against a so-called alleged ISIS. There are a picture of the 7 heads right there. That's what they do. That's how they do it. And the 10 unions, may I submit to you? The 10 kings of the book of Daniel. It's not ironic. It's not coincidental. It's real. That's what tells you. Knowing the signs of the times will tell you how close we are. Well, they've always said that. Well, they always tried it too. Even back 1940, this was started. I have a map called the Moral Map. 1940. A little modification, not much, of the 10 unions. And from separate research, I found out that FDR, Hitler, Japanese elite, Churchill, the whole lot of them, were planning a world order by 1943. Did you know? In fact, our so-called president, 4 times elected, FDR, was working with Churchill and Adolf Hitler and the Japanese elite to make the United States a dictatorship. Absolutely. I have a direct quote from FDR, March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, was copied down word for word by Senator Lundeen. It was a member of 3 congressional committees, and that quote was never been repeated at that time. It's passed on to William G. Carr, who put it in a little known book, Red Fog Over America, that's never been refuted, never will, talking about the conspiracy we're dealing with today. And that quote, that FDR is going to establish a dictatorship in America, working with Churchill and Hitler and the Japanese elite. They're working together. It's a whole darn lot of them. And they always have. Every one of them. Every one of them. Except for the presidents, going back to Lincoln, that they've assassinated. Family, this conspiracy goes back to the 1700s. And even before. Carried down from generation to generation of Illuminati. As far back as Charlemagne, King John, further back. I'll stop there for now. This is traceable, historically confirmed, and it's going on today. And we're just about again at another attempt at a new world order. You say, well, they've tried it and tried it and failed. Yeah, because they had to change the thinking of the population to accept a Luciferian world order. Wasn't ready in those days. They've tried and tried and tried further back than you really want to know. But this week I'll be telling you most all of it. I'm dedicated to broadcast now before I get started. And as I said all many times, challenge what I say. Don't believe it. Don't disbelieve it. Just challenge it. Just do it. Don't be afraid. Don't be lazy. But if Dancing with the Stars and reruns of Andy Griffin or video games appease to you more, then go ahead. But when your world falls down around you, you only have yourself to blame. And you cannot trust, listen, literally, you cannot trust the traitors of not only in England, Spain, France, Italy, of the military hierarchy in the government, but neither in America and none of the Council of Foreign Relations or the Joint Chief of Staff have become traitors to this country and have desecrated their uniform and desecrated their service, desecrated any kind of medals they might have got for bravery, or completely nullified because of their treachery, working for this agenda belonging to the secret societies. They blaspheme the God they say they serve and they turned their back on their countrymen by taking a blood oath of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars. Look up the oath. Freemasons at the highest level. It don't matter who they are. Because they have fear of something bigger than them and have lost their faith in God. And that is an absolute fact. Supported by the blood oath they've taken and the agenda, the rules, engagement that they've controlled, the outcome of the wars, conflicts, and responsible for the death of our own troops. I charge you. Yeah. Let's dedicate the broadcast. Lord, I thank you today. Father, we come together again this week, Father, in a broadcast, Lord, in Bible studies this week. I thank you, Father, for this network that you brought to us in the way that was brought. And in your own way. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our country. We pray for the world to be made knowledgeable of what's going on today. That in every country, Father, you'll pull out whistleblowers and those following the true word of God, that, Father, they'll become watchmen to sound the alarm in the true sense. That they'll come out of the churches and away from the control of the councils, the committees. They'll come out of the governments at their own peril, but Lord, that those that have actual courage, that they'll start speaking out against the evil and expose it for what it is. Father, out of the secret societies, they renounce the blood oath to have take the courage to face what's coming, but also the heart, that their fear of the Lord, the fear and the love of the Lord, will outweigh any fear of man. And Father, you give them that courage, the special ones that's going to speak out at the highest level. Father, we do pray for our brethren, our families. We pray for our veterans and our children. They're being targeted with these psychotropic drugs, the vaccines that kill. That, Lord, you render null and void the effects of these drugs and pharmaceuticals and vaccines that are here to destroy the body. Father, we know the tribulations must come. But, Lord, to give us that time, if thy will be done, that time that we can witness to others by divine appointments, opportunities that present themselves. Father, we pray for those we've prayed for in the past for healing, protection, and bringing families together that are maybe apart. And to give courage to those in the secret societies to renounce their blood oath, that they're not obligated to this oath once they've asked for forgiveness and repentance, if they're never no longer underneath this oath, and that anything they say is okay, to expose the evil behind it, that there is no obligation to any secret societies, Father, once they renounce that oath, they're no longer under control of Satan. Father, we pray for protection in the blood of Jesus, that, Lord, will go unhampered in these broadcasts and Bible studies this week. That, Father, you'll help us to expose the plans of Satan to bring this world under a one world government. And, Lord, do we have the power through the Holy Spirit to witness to others about the love of Jesus, and for family members, Lord, to be sanctified, and for us, Lord, to be protected if we're tempted or decide or almost fall away, that, Lord, will be there to be convicted. Through infirmities, you'll strengthen our resolve, our courage, and dedication to this endeavor we have, Lord, to expose the evil that's going on today. And all these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, being straight up with you here today, I wasn't quite sure how am I going to go about this today, because talking about everything else I've talked about in the past is really not that big a deal. Not hard to summarize it. I've studied it for years now, involved with it personally for a lot of years, in the peripheral of the New World Order, and didn't even know it myself. I can see how you get involved in it and not know it, because I did. State Department, DOE, security analyst, et cetera, et cetera. Marine Corps for 12 years, that really doesn't count. At that time, I was just oblivious to the New World Order. I heard rumors of it, but I thought that was nonsense. Laughed it off until, that's from 74 to 87, 75 to 87. Then all the way up to 2006. And boy, I got a wake-up call. Something awful. Because everything started coming together like a jigsaw puzzle piece is starting to fit. And I saw the whole picture. Couldn't believe it. It was real. And it is real. But God is the only one holding it back. He turns Hitler, for example, over to his own lust for power. Destroyed their plans for a world government in 1943. Yamamoto stopped the attack on Pearl Harbor. He was supposed to continue the attack, third wave, and actually invade Pearl Harbor and sink the aircraft carriers. But something happened that they sent them out to sea. Family, there's a division among not only the Illuminati, but also a division between the American Illuminati and the European Illuminati. See, God's got them at odds with each other. In the days before the flood, the evil slayed the wicked. He turned them against each other. And then come the water to wash it all away. Not to make it light, but he destroyed everything except for 8 people and the 2x2 animals that was on this one land, one piece of land called Earth. Family, scientists, anthropologists, geologists, literally are lying to you. I have proven many times, and still can anytime. Haven't got rid of my notes and evidence and quotes, dates, times, people, to confirm that every college, every university, inclusive of public schools, are all humanists, instructors, professors, teachers. You have some good teachers, good professors in these schools nationwide, worldwide. You have some there. The ones that are not part of this agenda, Easter Stars, or Freemasons, or whatever. The ones that's not a part of it but really want to help people and all that are afraid of their jobs, in fear of their jobs. So they just stay quiet. Some just go along with the program because they want to retire. Some just can't handle it, understandably so, and just get out and do something else. Because the pressure is put on them, not only in the education department, but also in the police departments and local governments. The Masons will ruin your life if you go against them. I know this for an absolute fact. If you don't join them, they will try to get you out any way they have made possible to get you out of that position if you do not accept coming to the lodge or Mary Sue at the Easter Star. They're friendly. We're here for developed men, courage, love God. It's the biggest lie there ever was. The first 3 degrees, they do that. But that's to placate them. And they're not told. So when they tell you, and they're very assertive about, well, we don't do that, we don't do this, we love God and all that, they're telling the truth from their perspective, because the fourth degree on up to 32nd They keep a lot of secrets from their own people. Literally, they don't know. If you get a Mason that's a first degree, second degree, or Master Mason, third degree, Blue Lodge, that says he learned some things and starts asking questions to the high level degrees, man, he's never going to go any further. They want total obedience. No one asks any questions. Here's the blood oaths you take. Here's the steps. Do the knocks. Do the riding the goat. Low down buck. All that stuff. I'm not going to go into it. Are you a traveling man? Who's your mother? You know, all these little tricky things they come up with and handshakes and all that. It's to make sure nobody unauthorized gets inside. Why? Because they fool around with the occult, with alchemy, at the 33rd degree level. And they filter out those that know will not be on their side. You'll still be a Mason. But they'll never ask you to be any higher in 13th degree. It ain't going to happen. Sometimes you'll get past third degree if you're too inquisitive. That's how it really works. And they'll use a Mason and the Mason connections to destroy people's lives that are not Masons. So if you're all honorable and all that, how come you destroy and lie? Why do you do that? You can't do it both ways. It don't work that way. And do good deeds to override it? You're bound for hell. Going to hell in a fast track. And that's a fact. That's not being sensational or emotional or all that other silly mess. It's a fact. Until you renounce that blood oath, you're on your way straight to hell. Literally. So now, why am I telling you this? Why am I telling you this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the Freemasons are the ones behind the North American Union. That's why I'm telling you this. The Knights of Malta, the kings and queens of this world all work together toward a world union of 10 unions, 7 heads of it. Our secret societies I'm telling you about right now. That's why I'm telling you this. They're the ones that make it up. You get in the way, their plans are to step on you. So if you're honorable, why would you do that? Yeah, ask that question to one of your Master Masons and have Master Mason ask a Grand Inspector General that question, and you watch what happens. I bet you don't do it. You see, they control this North American Union. They control Order of the Garter, the Skull and Bones, Numbers 3:22, Genesis 3:22, man to become as God. Is there a little secret? It's so horrific. You can't imagine what the 33rd degree level Masons know. It's more evil than you can imagine. They gave a little hint. One word. Two words. Two concepts. Royal secret equals a trans-Ugothic experience. That's your homework. It's absolutely ugly and completely horrific what they do. Covered over by good deeds to hide the evil behind it. Okay. Enough of that. Because that, I'm laying the groundwork for who controls this new world order as worker bees, as the servants of the royal families, telling them what to do, how to do it at the highest level. Since when? Since 1782 at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, when agreement was made between Illuminati and Freemasonry, heading toward this North American Union, heading toward, and heading toward a world government. The plans laid out May the 1st, 1776. And every war, every conflict, every you name it, it is part and partial to developing this conspiracy. And God is the only one that's holding them back by various different means. It's happened, has frustrated them and their own kind in America. Thinks they're going to take control. I'll talk about that a little later. So you have a conflict that God keeps them at odds with each other. You see, they don't even know it. He keeps them at odds to keep it controlled. Satan can only do so much that God will allow. North American Union. America. So this week, I want to combine the North American Union and show you how it fits into the world unions, the 10 of them. That goes much further than people can even imagine. And the part of defeating it is just getting in the way of it, slowing it down. Congress lady, as I showed last week with her own statement, Congress lady Nancy Schaefer, who was murdered by the CIA, her husband made look like a suicide murder. She had murdered, man, by the CIA. Because she was getting close to stopping the, or to really interfering with the North American Union, even though several other states were, like 12 of them, were going against the North American Union. She was a force to be reckoned with. But the part that made her separate and different and dangerous was the fact she's going after the Child Protective Service. Authorized kidnappers of children. That's all they are. Working for the CIA. Just like Gloria Steinem, feminism was funded by the CIA. Do you all know that? Mademoiselle Magazine, or whatever you call it, I don't know, I guess that's the name of it, was funded by the CIA. They're all behind this. North American Union. You'll find this in Daniel. The book of Daniel, Old Testament. The 10 unions is what we're talking about today. Come to fruition thousands of years later. It's already in control. It's already there. It's just trying to get you all, France, England, all of Europe, Russia, China, South America, Scandinavia, the GCC, Africa, to accept it. I'm going to show you how they're going to do it all this week. So to go against it is not revolution, because you don't have anybody. In America, you don't have anybody to take over. If you have a military coup like Rick Joyner and all the rest of them, Chuck Baldwin and all these other so-called pseudo-pastors, which they're not, they're revolutionaries of the worst kind, pretending to be Christian. They need to be on the pulpit preaching about gospel, preaching about Jesus Christ, not about some political nonsense. Because they have no business doing that, because they're preaching revolution. Okay, we have a revolution. Military takeover, the U.S. government, as called by Rick Joyner. Just, he did on his own station. I'm not going to play it and all that. I did last week. He calls for it right open. Nobody bothered him at all. No FBI visits. No. Rick Joyner was arrested with Jerry Boykin because of treachery. None of that. Not a word. Don't anybody see the absurdity of this? Nobody? Nobody's raising it up in a magazine and articles. Why was Rick Joyner arrested on the spot? Why didn't they bust down his door? Close down Morning Star Ministries? Close it down. No. How about Jerry Boykin? A Knights of Malta, that's traitor right there. Somewhere along the way in his career, he turned traitor. For one star, two star, I don't know. Wherever he took the blood oath to be a chancellor now today. Not a word, man. Not a word. Wesley Clark, you got to be kidding me. Tried to start World War III in June 1999. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He took a blood oath against you. Look it up and read the blood oath and you tell me not. Nobody says a word. Now, if I was to go on Facebook and say, I think Obama, blah, 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 or like Steven Anderson, Arizona, homosexuals should be killed, and Obama should be killed, and God hates Obama, not a word. See, he works for the Illuminati, Steven Anderson, somehow or another. They're there like Westboro Baptist Church to make Christians look bad. That's what Steven Anderson, Westboro Baptist Church, is for. They use them like that. They're tools. That's all they are. Number tools. Mouthpieces and tools. Christian? Not possible. And yet we stand by and let it happen. Nobody says a word. No articles, no magazines. Nobody does a thing. FBI, you have no idea. They're going to take you out. I promise you. Once the New World Order, North American Union, is in set, it is documented. It is documented. The FBI will be disbanded. It will happen. And there will be a national police force established through FEMA. It's already set up. They just have the right incident. I'm going to talk about all this later on this week in detail. I'm just laying the groundwork. But today, this week, I'm going to go beyond the North American Union. I'm going to talk about the World Union as we go along this week. I got plenty of time. I got 5 days times two. That's 10 hours. Well, no, I guess that's not enough time. I need three each day, but I'll spend with two. Family, you can run from it, but it's going to be knocking on your door. No matter where you run, no matter who you listen to, what I'm telling you is smack dab on target. Exactly. I want to talk about tonight and this week and inclusive of this world union, the so-called extraterrestrial menace. It's all linked together. It's all connected. To destroying biblical principles, this extraterrestrial deception and lie is coming. You're going to hear more about it. To get you used to it, there's going to be more UFOs going on, and the Sananda Manuel, the false prophet, the so-called, I call him hippie Jesus, that they got on the photos of Jesus with long hair. Jesus don't have long hair. Family, I'm going to break it open this week, every bit of it, as much as possible. We're going to bump it up. So, that being said, I want to move to some articles, what's really behind them. Even Reverend Graham, who's a 33rd degree Mason, Billy Graham and his son, Billy Graham's a 33rd degree Mason, trained by Jesuit College, given a certificate of whatever he's given, and he's a Jesuit, 33rd degree, funded by the Rockefellers and Randolph Hearst back in 1947 to 1950. Yeah, you know that, did you? Some of you didn't know? Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's documented. Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto, 1955. Emmanuel Josephson confirms it. Through the Laura Spelman Memorial Fund and the World or the Federal Council of Churches funded Billy Graham. Funded by the Rockefellers. Well, that's another story. Called Fifth Column Strategy. Everything I tell you, I have documented. I'm not making anything up. So now they're talking about, Graham's talking about the foundation of this country collapsing and falling apart. He's just telling you what he already knows. Getting you all ready for the world unions. He knows it's coming because he's part of it. Always has been. He came out of the closet in 1993 as an internationalist, working for the Vatican all along. Watch out for these people, the Grahams, and all those like them, pretend to be on your side and not. The Vatican, I find very interesting that the Vatican's backing the use of force to stop IS genocide. Knowing that the Vatican created Islam in the 6th century, knowing that the United States, England, MI5, MI6, Mossad, CIA, and all the Middle East intelligence agencies worked together to build Al-Qaeda, to build ISIS, that all we're doing is talking about them. The fictional alternate enemy is called Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They use that facade as alternate enemy to take the heat off of them. They use it what's called Hegelian dialectic. And they control it. Always have. In every case. Well, when it says the Vatican backs the use of force to stop it, it's kind of funny in a way. Because the Jesuits under the Vatican control them. And when the seven heads in France was marching in solidarity against Islamic terrorism, I thought that was kind of funny too, since they back it already in reality, and then out in front they say we're against it. Man, they talk out both sides of their mouth, from Merkel to the French head, every one of them. I'm warning the people of the world that you're being lied to by your commanders, by your leaders, by your kings and queens and your prime ministers. They work for the secret societies, not you. And always have. In every country. So the Vatican to back force against IS, I find very ironic. Since they're the purveyors of it in the first place. And you know the... with a quote from Lincoln back in the 1860s, confirms that the Vatican, the popery, Jesuits were responsible for our Civil War. All the way up till today, for every war we've been in, has come from the Vatican, the Jesuits. Working through the Council of Foreign Relations, Rolling Through International Affairs, and all the others, using rules of engagement to control the activity, control the direction of every war. Designed to stop the wars, us from winning in Korea, stop us from winning anything in Vietnam, and make sure the communists stayed in position in both Korea and Vietnam. I've proven that already many times. The American CIA, LBJ, Mossad supported the sinking of the USS Liberty, but it wouldn't go down. So they had to turn their little favor and say, oh, we made a mistake. We thought it was Egyptian trawler. That's a lie from the pit of hell. From both the CIA and LBJ and the Mossad. They're a bunch of liars. They knew exactly what they were doing. They're going to blame the Third World War and the attack on the USS Liberty on Egypt. You see what's going on? That's how they work a dialectic. Now, y'all remember, I've been saying many times, about how FEMA, if I can find it here, how FEMA was training clergy, pastors, in throughout the country, in America, that when you have a incident, they're trained by FEMA, 25,000 plus, minimum 25,000, a whole lot more, to go in clergy response teams and go to the troubled area and to convince the people in whatever troubled area it is to do what the government tells them to do in accordance with Romans 13. Everything. Well, that's not true. Not to do everything the government tells you. When the government tells you to go against God or to take a mark of the beast or do things against the Bible, you don't do that. The government takes second hand on that one. God takes number one. But the clergy are trained to tell you to do everything the government tells you to do. And it doesn't mean revolt. It just means, no, I'm not going to do it. When it tells you to go against God and so forth, and go against Romans 13. There are things we're supposed to do by the government, because if you don't, it's called anarchy. When the government calls you to sin against God, lie, cheat, steal, murder, whatever else, or take the mark of the beast or any of that, take vaccination, it's going to destroy your body. No. No, they don't. Well, they got you in a little bit of a box when they come with the vaccines. That's another story. Well, anyway, here's the point. I told y'all at one time there was a particular pastor of a particular church in Ohio, who came forward as an eyewitness of a 2006 meeting that he attended, which was hosted by FEMA, other government and civil organizations that would work for the Council of Foreign Relations and the covert North American Union. Yeah. Mainly FEMA. So the government presentation was documents of which was forwarded copies I've tried to obtain, but I only have a few, not all of them. Hosted by FEMA. What happened was, it was intended to recruit and receive oaths, an oath, which you're not supposed to take anyway, pastor, an oath from pastors across the country that they will preach sermons that will coerce parishioners, citizens, to obey all government orders without delay, like turn in weapons, like take vaccinations, take the mark of the beast, take that digital tattoo, other things that goes against liberty, goes against God. Weapons is not part of that, but that's another story about liberty and all that. To go against your so-called Constitution, which doesn't exist anyway. But to do whatever it takes to get you to comply, heading you toward a North American Union and dictatorship, which they've tried 6 times already. But FEMA, 2006, had this meeting. He was a member of it. And to obey all orders without delay and actively coerce him to give up guns, property, if resistant during national emergencies, such as flu epidemics, which was the announced purpose at that time, exchange for prioritized receipts of scarce food and vaccines for your family. The trade-off. He warns that this program appeared to spread to every county in the country, and based upon his observations, pastors everywhere were taking oaths to impose state dictates on their flock. Now, I've talked about this on clergy response teams, so watch out for them. Well, okay. Ferguson, which was a false flag, paid demonstrators. That's how they do it. Every one of these attacks of terrorism, every one of these Bundy Ranch, Ferguson, all these shootings and so forth, they're orchestrated, set up for a dialectic. Okay. I just received an article, and sure enough, guess what? Ferguson, quote the article title, Ferguson turmoil draws U.S. evangelist rapid response team. See, hours after these two police officers were killed, and my opinion, my guess, is either MK Ultra or the one they caught, mind controlled, which I got evidence of it being done in the past, or a CIA would no doubt shoot two officers, no problem whatsoever. Meaning to wound them as a warning to others and also a dialectic. They were shot in protests at a protest in Ferguson, Missouri. There was a black Kenworth truck in North Carolina hauling a collapsible conference room, beginning rolling down the highway toward the scene in Missouri, intent on bringing peace and saving souls. Hallelujah. And it just so happens, it's amazing how you go round robin like a merry-go-round, that this truck is one of Christian's evangelist Billy Graham's rapid response team vehicles, sped toward the latest U.S. crisis, armed with chaplains. There were brainwashed. Oh, there I went again. I said the word again. trained to help people cope with everything from tornadoes to mass shootings. Right there it is. And there they go. Just as hard as their little old sweetheart butts, just take them. Lying the whole way when they get there. Isn't that sneaky? Sneaky, sneaky. Just like 2006, that meeting they said. Right there it is. Yeah, you know, something. And they're going to come there with sweetened potatoes, man. Sweet potatoes, honey, and syrup dripping from their mouth. From the pit of hell all the way. To take that position to where they'll control the parishioners, to lead them toward the North American highway, North American Union. While people don't realize what's going to happen to them by these so-called preachers trained by FEMA to coerce the public to do everything the government tells them to do without fail. Uniformed Graham chaplains emerged from the mobile conference room, parked across the street, talking people down and even dragging a woman by the wrist from an angry crowd. That's nice. Over the course of the day, the chaplains invited people into the truck, offering snacks and prayer. Oh, man, such a spider web we weave, what they're up to. And it says in the article that Son Franklin, now in charge, Billy Graham's Evangelistic Association, operates a variety of programs such as Rapid Response Team. And there you go. And set up, it says, after September 11th, has 1,800 volunteer chaplains in the United States. They've got a lot more than that. Chalked up more than 250 deployments and from tornadoes and hurricanes to shootings. There's well over 25,000 all total. Probably on his rolls only maybe, you know, a couple thousand. But all total is well over 25,000. They'll come in all nice, and when the time comes, they're going to change. And two gang members came and told us to leave. New said that after talking, the neighborhood's female gang leader, nicknamed the Queen, decided to let him stay. From then, the gangs were our protectors. He had three gang members give up their guns and another 100 area people give themselves to Jesus. Yeah. Man, they are sneaking up on us with all kinds of things going on. You see, it is exactly what they've done, exactly what they said they're going to do. And there they are. They'll appear to be good, but it won't last that long. It's called wolves in sheep's clothing, right there before your eyes. Unfortunately, in Pakistan, you know about the bombing there. That did happen. My opinion, it happened. I mean, you can't believe much on what's TV nowadays. But I believe, personally, I believe this actually happened. And I can say that because a lot of, like, Sandy Hook and whatever was false flags. It didn't happen. Sandy Hook, for example, was an operation to actors, actresses, and so forth. And Sandy Hook, that's a long story. I'm not going to go into that. But the purpose of Sandy Hook was to justify putting police in your schools for protection. It's not for protection of the schools from terrorism. It's protection of the schools from the parents. They want to pull their children out when they start the vaccines that they're told not to take. When they start training them in Planned Parenthood and abortion and other areas. Talking to them about child euthanasia. Sex in the world today for you 13, 14-year-olds. And you're going to pull your child out when they text you and say, Mom, you're not going to believe what they're telling us. Well, the police are there to keep you from it, to stop you and not allow you to come on a private property. That's the purpose of the police there. They haven't told you that yet. It's already happened. Family's already happened. they've already started making arrests when parents want to pull their kids out. So don't tell me no. It's already started. That's how they work. They got to create chaos to bring order. And this is the whole theme of all this. They create the chaos, and you want the order, and they control both sides of every operation. For example, to kick off the racial issue, you've now got two colleges that, see, fraternities take a blood oath too. Did you know that? And fraternities are recruiting areas for secret societies when they get out of college to be used. So they use sororities and fraternities to format their activities. And in this case, University of Maryland and another college, Oklahoma, come up with racist emails, racist songs, and making sure it hits the international or national scene, either YouTube or email, whatever. Now it's the University of Maryland, a second one. So what does that do? It causes dissension among the races to cause people to want to come together. So they'll be headed toward the North American Union as one group. This is how it works. They create the chaos. They tell the fraternity, now, we want you to put that email out. They tell the fraternity in Oklahoma, we want you to sing the song, put it on YouTube, and then we'll take care of the rest. That's how they do it. That's exactly how they do it. Look up Skull and Bones. That's how they do it. University of Maryland is investigating a 2014 email allegedly sent by White Kappa Sigma Fraternity, a member using racial epithets to refer to African American, Indian, and Asian women, encouraging fellow members to have sex with women in their basement regardless of consent. We need international rights of child to come in, don't we? We need order here, don't we? Yeah, that's what they want us to do. That's why they use the fraternities to come up with these issues. Then to justify bringing in a control factor. And these things are so set up, it's really irritating sometimes. How do you get across to people? Say, oh, you see conspiracy and everything. Yes, absolutely. And the fact is, you can prove it. That's what they don't like, is when you start proving things. Then they start getting mad at you. Walk away or call your names, whatever, which I really don't care. But when they start seeing that evidence, boy, that just makes them all madder. Don't mean to make them mad because it makes them run away, but you got to tell them the truth. People have got to understand how deep this conspiracy really goes. And who's really behind it. And once you find out the truth of how to do it, who's involved with it, then it gives you an idea of how to deal with it. Did you know a report from the Council of Club of Rome by Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider in 1991 said, and I quote, "In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, about that one. Are they already telling you California's going to run out of water in about a year? And right there you go. Woo! Slam dunk. Man, right out of the textbook. And I'm reading you the quote. Oh, golly. Yeah. I'm going to say this again. In searching for a new enemy, quote, to unite us all, we came up with the idea that pollution, threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and all the like would fit the bill. In their totality, in their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat with demands the solidarity of all people. But in designating them as the enemy, we fall into the trap about which we've already warned namely mistaking systems for causes. All these dangers are caused by human intervention. It's only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy then is humanity itself. Now that was at the First Global Revolution, a report by the Council of the Club of Rome, Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider, 1991. Now, go back. Quote, in their totality and their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat with demands of solidarity of all peoples, unquote. Now, reflect back to France. All the leaders formed up this wedge of leaders holding arm in arm, Merkel and all the rest of them, was the seven heads of Daniel's prophecy. You think that was coincidence? Come on now. That was the seven heads, with the exception of one. The ten kings are the ten unions of Daniel's prophecy 3,000-4,000 years ago, happening right now. Well, I'm not done talking about this. I've been talking about this all week. Right there it is, straight in your face. Solid, no mistake about it. So securing the solidarity, bringing together the seven heads for a common cause against ISIS, of which they are in the secret, using their intelligence agencies, perpetrating themselves. It's a slap in the face. Pretending to be in solidarity, but at the same time, they're the ones orchestrating the death. Right there is a slam dunk proof of how they use a Hegelian dialectic. Wow. I mean, it's just you can't get more obvious than that. Can't get no more obvious. Right in front of our face. Was it in Europe? They'd probably turn, if they heard me talking, they'd probably turn the radio down, turn it off. They couldn't believe this. But everybody ignores the evidence. If I find it, anybody can find it. I'm nobody special. I'm just stubborn as heck. I will continue to be so. But, by same token, I'd want to know what's going on myself. Reruns of Andy Griffin don't sound too hot anymore. I get used to. You know, let me put it this way. Techniques of the Illuminati, one of them is what's called chaos. And you know what chaos is from their definition? It's a maneuver to keep us bewildered. So by putting events and activities in a framework of utter turmoil, where no one knows what to do, who to believe, or whom to rely, the powers can emerge as the saviors by offering solutions to the chaos that they've secretly enacted and exacted and put into formation, carried out by their secret societies, or subversives like mafia, etc., or terrorists that they hire. The terrorists don't even know it. You know why they don't know it? I used to teach anti-terrorism to Marines, to government security, Kuwait, Congo, Kosovo, Saudi Arabia, in real world situations. So I've been there, up close and personal, in the middle of it. So I know what I'm talking about. I used to teach, I didn't know at the time, had no clue, how terrorists worked. I knew how terrorists worked, but I didn't, let me rephrase this. I didn't have a clue how deep it went. I would teach that in terrorism he had cells. So the right down to the final cell of the suicide bomber, or the terrorist that just Joe Blow, Muhammad whatever, blew himself up, had a leader, of course. And that leader knew folks that terrorists didn't know. So when that cell was taken down, they wouldn't be able to connect the connections. Only one would know each connecting with cells. Three or four cells. Gangs, we might call them, but hierarchy. So the terrorist really believes he's doing it for Allah. And his leader probably believes he's doing it for Allah. So he's working with another cell. Well, that cell knows the cell before him is working with the intelligence agencies. Or two cells up. Where the terrorist has no idea he's being used as a pawn and a guinea pig and sacrificed by the very people he's trying to blow up. Controlled by them. That's how it works, really. That's the reality. I didn't know that either. I thought they were all terrorists. I was trying to protect people. I didn't know my own country was behind it. I didn't know Europe, France, England, or Britain, Germany were behind it. I had no idea. I do now. I do now. That's why I got out of it. I left that life behind me. I can't work for it anymore. I can't live a lie. Now that I know, I can't forget what I've learned. You can't do it. Now, generals can do it because they work for the CFR. I don't see how they do it, but they do it. Amazing. That's what really blows my mind. I got a list of all of them, a lot of them, in the Joint Chief of Staff. Marine Corps, Army, Admirals, all kinds of Force Recon, Marine. They're head of this, head of that, working for the CFR. Well, maybe they don't know. It was about time they got to knowing. Because they're responsible for it, no matter. So chaos is a tool they use, a weapon they use. They provide the violence. They have the solutions. So what's called is called conflicting issues via the Hegelian dialectic that keeps the masses on edge, doubting, confused, as well as sidetracked from the real issues they want them to forward on. For example, Nixon was supposed to, from the Illuminati's point of view here in America, try to rush things. America's always thought that we're going to run this thing. We think we can do it better than you can, Europe. Our Illuminati is saying that, as if we own them. My dog's bigger than your dog. My dog's bigger. Anyway, so our Illuminati thinks they're going to run the show. Well, I got news for you all. Petraeus and here, Betrayus and all you guys. Man, you don't have a clue. Four-star or not, you got your head in the stars. The Illuminati in Europe are going to eat you up alive. They're so far ahead of you, it's not even funny. They're going to find out that the hard way. But nevertheless, our Illuminati over here thinks it's better if America runs the world government. That means you don't have any friendlies. Ron Paul, none of these guys. They're not friendly. There's actors and actresses. Like Palin. And all the rest of them in the government work for these stars, which work for the Illuminati. Freemasons and all this nonsense. It's all crazy, but it's real. They're going to be taken down. Right now they're just placating our Illuminati over here, Council of Foreign Relations, and our so-called millionaires and billionaires. Until they're done with them, they're going to scrap them. The revival of the Holy Roman Empire will happen. It won't be ran by some American general or some secret-sided member over here. It ain't going to happen. They're trying to get it that way. It's not going to work. Right now, they're going to use them to set up the North American Union. I got a list, I mean a lot, of their objectives, the techniques they use, the names, organizations, organizational charts, the technologies. I got a whole collection, almost like a briefing book, if you will, that keeps track of all of it, as much as conceivably possible. And so I use it is for a checklist. So you see, they'll orchestrate an event in some town, some city, no matter how big it is, and then they'll use the media through the Council of Foreign Relations to blast that article that instant all over the United States or the world. So one instant in Timbuktu, Kentucky, it don't matter. They'll do it, they'll write about it, get their dogs on it, and they'll do viral throughout every major newspaper and news, and it'd be the same thing. That's how they do the whole world in one instant in Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, Kentucky, or wherever. That's how they do it. It's like a teaching tool worldwide. They figure people aren't paying attention to this agenda. That's how they operate. They got Freemasons in the councils, committees, city councils, police departments, schools, political offices, keeping eyes, making sure people do what they're supposed to do. Rules of engagement is played not only in military, but also in political arena and education, science. Seven areas they control for now. You see how it works? Let me tell you something now. They lose. And it's not possible for them to win. Family, it's called the tribulation. We'll take it down. I want you all to know that before I get too much into this and you think, oh, there's nothing we can do. God's already got it won. You know, Vladimir Lenin, who was an advocate of Adam Weishaupt, who created this plan, you know he said, listen carefully, he is nothing more than a student, but a very adept student at that. He said, and I quote, the best way to control the opposition, that'd be us, is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent, unquote. That's where Chuck Baldwin and Ron Paul, all these guys come in talking, well, Jesus was revolutionary. Absolutely not, Jesus was not. We are the revolutionaries against God. Jesus came down here to fix things. So, Chuck Baldwin, don't you dare say Jesus was revolutionary. We are the revolutionaries against God. He established the rules first. We revolted against it. So Jesus is not the revolutionary. So don't turn this around to justify a revolution that will fail every time. And it fails even when you win. Because the people they put in charge are no better than the ones they took out. The ones they put in charge in the future, whether it's from the 16th of March, which is what today is, to any day in the future, and they have a military takeover for the seventh time. Oh, you heard me right, since 1933. It don't matter. Whoever they put, it don't matter who they put, no exception. Whoever they put in control of the new establishment for military dictatorship in America, we've been planned seven times now, if it happens, six already, seven will be this one, will be bad. It'll be good for a while as a placating us, and it'll turn ugly. You'll never get your rights back. Ayn Rand wrote Atlas Shrugged in 1957. Ron Paul. Several others in the Congress follow this woman, Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand was a mistress of Philip Rothschild. And Ayn Rand, very famous, wrote Atlas Shrugged, 1957. See, Atlas Shrugged was a fictional book, but not really. Atlas Shrugged was a textbook of Illuminati's methodology and a textbook for the children of the devil, of Illuminati. Oh, yeah. Written in the fictional storyline so as not to really be known by the goyim, that's us, that's a real textbook. So it's good reading. Few people really realize that that's actually the strategy and techniques they actually use. So let me give an example. And it'll explain why you have so many laws and rules. That's what they do. Romans 13 says to do what the government tells you to do until it calls you to go against God. Then you refuse, right? And then it goes to Matthew, render to Caesar what Caesar, do what the Lord, what the government tells you to do. Otherwise, you got anarchy. But unto God, that which is God. So when he calls you to sin against God or give up your freedom, liberty, and all that, that doesn't call for armed revolution. So if you do what the government tells you to do with their laws that's supposed to be substantiated by the Bible, you'll have order until they call you to sin against God and you say, no, I'm going to do it. So what their plan is to make so many laws that almost is impossible to not be a lawbreaker. And then when you become a lawbreaker, it justifies them to escalate the force. That's how it really works. So, that being said, I'll let Ayn Rand tell you. She says, and I quote, in her book, his technique they use, begin quote, "There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals." Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted, and you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on the guilt. Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. And that's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with. Unquote. That's what they're doing right now. That's exactly, it's not a coincidence. That's the technique they use. That's the technique they teach little pagan children on what they're going to do when they become adults. Head toward the next phase of the New World Order. It's been passed on for generations. Ayn Rand was a mistress to Philip Rothschild. She is tasked by the Illuminati to write the playbook for the World Revolutionary Plan and put it into fictional book form and storyline, but in reality is exactly their textbook, and that for establishing the world government using fictional characters and the storyline, but true to the actual strategy. Unquote. Now, another way to destroy a country is destroy the family. And that's a quote from Vladimir Lenin, who learned that from the teachings of Adam Weishaupt, who established this plan. You know what the solution really is? 2 Chronicles 7:14. I keep saying it, and said there is no other solution. You got the military and veterans forming up, going out there in the woods and bushes. They know about the New World Order. They know about the North American Union. A lot of them do. They know, the conspiracy theorists and all that. And I tend to refer to it as conspiracy researchers. They're out there learning the lay of the land and how to eat off the land and, in the woods out there playing what they did when they're in the military, knowing that the day's coming, the fit to hit the fan, that's my point. Get your bug out bag and learn how to live off the land. How many people do you think can really do that? Anyway, actually. And they're setting up there out in the boonies, mountains, desert, with the airsoft weapons and some actual weapons and machine guns, whatever else they got. Don't get mad at me here. Don't get mad at me. You can if you want to, but just don't get mad quick. But I'm going to tell you it like this. You can play Rambo all you want. You're going to run out of food. It's going to happen. There's only so many squirrels, so many prairie dogs, so many deer just somehow. You don't think you're the only ones looking for it? And you don't think they can't use satellite to trace your DNA? Family, I know that in the vaccinations, 28 of them that the Marines Army got before they went to Iraq, 28, and you're like a walking pin cushion, that one of the vaccines goes to the back of the neck. That's your microchip that lodges in the brain. Family, this technology is 40 years old. Now, you can be a SEAL, you can be a Force Recon, retired, I don't care what you are. They can trace you through your DNA and a microchip. They can find you no matter where you are. Or live off the grid. There's no such thing. You're going to go out there and plant seeds and what? Be like Lincoln in a log cabin? It ain't going to happen. Cave? How many caves do you think people know about already? Family. And there's one particular thing in teaching firearms to Marines. I did. And teaching firearms and room clearing and all that sort of stuff. I did all that too. Just like SWAT, I taught armed security. So forth and so on. I know what I'm talking about. When teaching people never knew how to shoot to be experts, I've done that too. Okay, so what? Well, here's the point. You're going to hate me, but I'm going to tell you anyway. There's one thing I found out about all this shooting and firing and all this fancy stuff you do on the weekends and all this. Everybody congratulates everybody because you hit the target and you hit the little metal plates 150 yards out. That's great. Wonderful. Great, great, great. But there's one thing I found out about weapons. When you run out of ammo, they stop operating. They just don't work anymore. So unless you've got a basket that replenishes ammo supernaturally and miraculously, you got a problem. You're going to run out of ammo. You're going to run out of freeze-dried food. You're not going to be allowed to sell your gold because you can't find it. You're going to carry it with you? What, in a wheelbarrow when you're going to this location in the Ozarks or some cave that nobody knows about? You're right. Family, they can trace your DNA through the space satellites. That's why they want to swab your mouth when you go in for your license and all that. They want to catalog your DNA. You know why? Because they want to find out. They can locate you through your DNA and microchip they're going to put on. Number two, they're looking for the Hebrew Jews and bloodlines. That's what Red Cross is all about. Red Cross was formed by the Rothschilds. Family, y'all better wake up and know what they're doing. Now, I've got studies for everything I'm telling you. I'm just telling you right now without spending all this time going through all the studies. But I will be going through this week. All this. If I leave something out, send me an email, say I need to talk about this. I don't believe what you're saying. Okay. That's fine. I hope you don't. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to challenge it, please. Please challenge it, darn it. Don't disbelieve and don't believe. Challenge. Think on your own. Seek it out. Because you're dealing with Illuminati. You're dealing with people that you think's on your side in your Oath Keepers, and they're not. In the tea parties, and they're not. Former friends, I'm telling you, General, Colonel, that are now members of secret societies are not on your side. I don't care how many barbecues you've been with them. I don't care if you went to Command and Staff College with them. They're not your friend now. It don't matter what you did in the past. No longer. Yeah. See, y'all got the point? Well, here we go. I'll talk about some more news tomorrow. I take the news and I expound it quite a bit, to say the least. The rise of Europe and the new Roman Empire is already set up. If you start reading the book of Daniel, and you keep track of the news today, you're going to be shocked and amazed at what's going on today. If they were in control, it wouldn't be 10 unions, it would be 12. It'd be 9. It'd be, I don't know, 15 or something. No, it has to be 10, because they can't go past prophecy. Wouldn't it be so? 10 toes, iron and clay, Nebuchadnezzar's dream. It tells you exactly what happened. And it happened 2,500 years later, as history confirms the prophecy of Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon, as interpreted by Daniel, happened 2,500 years later exactly. And they didn't know. That's 2.5 millennia. Happened. Now, even an atheist, if you understand this, that ought to knock your socks off. It's confirmed by history. The book of Daniel is telling you what's happening right now today. That's not coincidental. And if they're in control, they would not go by the book of Daniel and say, that's what the book of Daniel says, we'll do something different. And show we're in control. Why don't they do that? Because they can't. They're not allowed. That's why. Babylonian Empire, Nebuchadnezzar, the Medo-Persian Empire, Cyrus, Macedonian Empire under Alexander the Great, Roman Empire, were all attempts by Satan controlling them, yep, to bring a world government, and they failed each time. How about that? The beast had a head wound. That's the head wound. Revival, a Holy Roman Empire, is revival of that head wound. Is coming. It's called the European Union. 10 heads, 10 unions, of which the North American continent is one. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that you might delay it by getting in touch with your congressman, by forming groups to go against it. Why would you want to do that? So more people can hear the gospel. Because once it starts, the 7 years tribulation, there ain't no stopping it. Daniel's 70th week. It's all going by the book. It's amazing. And the history of the world is taking place exactly as Daniel predicted it was going to do. It's happening now, family. Good gosh almighty. It's just amazing. We're not in a tribulation yet. No way. Any preacher, I don't care where he's from. Don't matter. It don't matter. He tells you we're in the tribulations. He is dead wrong. Leave that church behind you. Don't care who's there. He is a liar or he's incompetent as a preacher, an evangelist, or prophet. Get out of there. We're not even in the first seal yet. We're not starting the 7 years tribulation. It's impossible. The 7 heads, the old Roman Empire, was Germany, the Switzerland, French, Italy, the English, which were the Saxons, the Portuguese, and the Spanish. Family, they were all there in France, arm in arm, hand in hand, and that wasn't accidental. You had 3 more that were now extinct. The 7 heads were those countries I just named, minus the 3, Ostrogoths, Heruli, and the Vandals. When extinct means 7. So the 10 unions will make up the revived Roman Empire of 10 unions. 10 kings, 7 heads is right there. Is it happening now? No. But it's being set up? Yes. We are so close. Revival, the head wound, is the Roman Empire. Now, to unite Europe together for the revival of the Roman Empire was Charlemagne. Failed. Charles V of Spain failed. Louis XIV of France failed. Napoleon failed. And Hitler, Germany, failed. Satan's tried every time. He's always had an Antichrist. But God won't let him until it's right time. Did you know Charles Maine, Charles V, Louis XIV, and Napoleon, they're all the same bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II. The Merovingian bloodline and Carolina bloodline. Listen now. They're all the same bloodline. Royal families will not marry and have children outside the family. Inbred family. Listen. Queen Elizabeth II and her hubby are second cousins. Is that sick or what? Second cousins. Second cousins they marry. Yuck. Anyway. Prince Philip's three sisters were married to three Nazis. They tried to keep that secret back in the World War II. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, they sure were. Did you know Queen Elizabeth II, Stalin, Churchill, Knights of Malta member, and that murderer, Churchill, and Hitler, did you know they were second cousins under the Rothschilds, who were German, Bauer by original, and then changed the name to Rothschild to give it a Jewish flavor? How about that, huh? Well, I got another shocker for you. I got two of them. And did you know that as presidents of the countries and prime ministers, several significant ones, they appoint lower-level cousins, of which, confirmed by Burke Peerage, Ancestry.com, others confirm every single president in America since George Washington, with the exception of Van Buren, every president, including Obama through his mother, are cousins of the Merovingian bloodline. Never elected Americans, but always appointed. FDR confirms that American presidents are never elected, they're appointed. Your election process is a scam. It always has been. Electoral College itself proves it. Curtis, computer programmer, I believe that's his name, under oath, confirms they have a computer program in the 80s, 90s, that would offset the election and give it to whoever they wanted to be elected. So what they do is when it's time to change presidents, so it will not alert the public of Americans that are gullible and really go to the election booth and actually vote and think they're going to win who their candidate is or whatever. So it doesn't draw fire. They have that president to act stupid or have a Lewinsky situation or be a Muslim. You got it? Something to turn people away, or a military coup so they'll support it, to vilify the president's going out. Bush was told to act stupid by design. Obama is to act like a Muslim. Bill Clinton was Lewinsky. It works out every time. That's how it works. They almost got caught in Florida with Kerry and Bush, didn't they? Well, Kerry and Bush family are bloodline cousins. So is Cheney. Colin Powell. Whoa, boy. They're all cousins. The mothers are obviously different. DNA is the same, the bloodline, the Merovingian bloodline. Are y'all getting the point here? Now I got one more slam dunk for you. As a result of marriage between King Edward IV in Portugal, and Seville, Spain. What does that be, Charles V? Uh-huh. That bloodline? Did you know that Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, through the marriages of King Edward IV, of the Muslims, kings, queens, connecting, in Portugal and Spain, that Muhammad, the prophet, is in the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II? Raised by the Vatican through Arab church fathers. Did you know that? And did you know the Vatican created Islam in the 6th century? In the late 19th century, the Vatican created Zionism. I got evidence for every bit of this. Are y'all getting the picture here of how this is all connected? Incredible. I do not have time right now to go through all the bloodlines and all that, but I'm giving you the highlights to let you know how Satan has been operating in this world as allowed by God, because this is, he is king, excuse me, he is prince of this world, but not king. He is heading toward a new world order. It's in the Bible. And what else is in the Bible? They lose badly. It's called the Great Tribulation. They will lose. I want you to keep that in mind. They are already defeated. People are overwhelmed when they study like I'm talking now. If I just tell you just what they've got, I'll be helping them. This is what they tell the generals. Look at what we have in place. You can never defeat this. You might as well join us. And that's what they do. That's why they turn their life over to Satan with the blood oath of Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars. They think the world government's going to win. You get the idea here? Because they've lost their faith. Do not lose your faith. As I'm telling you how it's set up, do not lose your faith. I want to caution you, do not lose your faith. The creator of this universe has already won. All this is for is like the tree of knowledge of good and evil. To obey God or not. To eat the apple, to take the I want to be like God, is to exalt man, that's humanism. To obey God and worship Him and love Him and walk with Him is not eating of the tree. What does that mean in today's term? Not falling away, not letting sin pull you away from Him. Not falling and knowing they're going to fail. And the tribulation of all the centuries going all the way back after the flood, till the flood took care of that. From the flood on till today, God's given people opportunity to take Him as their Savior. But everything has happened since Nimrod on. The tribulation, God will take His wrath upon this earth. And every human being that's ever lived will be brought up either in the great white throne or judgment seat of Christ, believers and unbelievers, and judged every human being that's ever lived. There's no escaping it. That's why I look at the big picture. I don't look at Agenda 21. Oh, Agenda 21, it's going to help us join the New World Order and all that. But family, all that goes by the wayside when the first trumpet blows. Man, their Agenda 21 is the last thing they're going to be worried about. They're going to be looking for a cave to hide in. When they release the Metropolitans on this earth, man, your SEALs and your muscle-bound guys and these stink eaters and all these, they're going to be cowering in a place you had never even imagined. The Metropolitans, when they're released, you're not going to understand the horror that's going to come out. I'm telling you, it's not fear. It's what's going to happen. Family, nobody knows when. So the idea is to take Jesus as Savior and not worry about it. To witness to others. This is the bottom line. But to be ready. No one can predict the rapture. Nobody can predict when the tribulation is going to begin. But you'll know when it does happen. It'll be worldwide. So these so-called preachers and the evangelists, they're saying, oh, they got a red river in Pakistan. We're in the tribulations now. Are full of much mud as a mud rotting on a weekend down in Alabama. They got mud stuck up to a stovepipe, man. And in their shoes. It's baloney. The tribulations will not be localized in some little country somewhere in the world and you watch it on TV. That is so much nonsense, it's not even funny. They're trying to get you to believe we're in the tribulations. It's impossible. You'll know when we're in the tribulations. It'd be worldwide implication. Remember that. But in the meantime, where are we? We're in North American Union, what we're talking about. The rise of Europe The European Union is the setup. That's the next step to watch out for. You know, there have been several unsuccessful attempts to reform this empire. The beast to come back alive after the head wound of the fall of the Roman Empire before. European Union being the unsuccessful attempt under the reign of Hitler. When you have a study of Daniel, as I mentioned before, it makes it clear, if you're astute, to the future revival of the Roman Empire that's coming. And that in the area of Europe, as you all know, some in the Middle East, the revived Roman Empire is talked about in Daniel. Yes, as the 10 toes of the great image is in the vision of Nebuchadnezzar. Germany, Switzerland, France, Italy, Britain, Portugal, and Spain, all right there. That is going to be the head. Sometimes I find this utterly amazing at times. I get caught up in this study. It's incredible. My challenge is to get this, to simplify it, to get across to people, to understand it, enough to where they can take off on their own. And it doesn't make me any better than anybody else. I've just studied it a long time. That's all. That's it. Anybody can do what I do. Anybody can study it like I do. Anybody can. You just got to take the time. Pray to God to lead you in the right path. It's coming down to it. Now, here we go. Now, this is going to go into all this week. My challenge is to make it simplified enough to you understand it, or enough to where I can get it across. Not that anyone can't, but it's about me trying to simplify something very complicated, so you can be, you find watch it yourself. A lot of people don't realize this. The churches aren't teaching it. Understandably so, because they aren't working for you. The churches mostly have been infiltrated since 1887. That's another presentation I could give if I wanted to. I have before, actually. 1887 was when the Freemasons, secret societies, infiltrated the churches. Many, even in the church, says it's impossible to unite Europe. They've went against those who said that this scenario should be taken literally. But in fact, it's already done. The European Union satisfies that 7 heads. Right now, there's 27. Watch them whittle down. That time's coming. Now, Israel has become a nation. It's not the biblical Israel. And the Jews there are not biblical Jews. They're Ashkenazi Khazars, fake Jews. Sorry, but they are. Star of David is a cult. Look it up, hexagram. It's not of God. Judaism, the Talmud, is not of God. And Christianity, well, family, you've got 41,000 different sects of Christianity. God's not a liar. God's consistent. If you've got 41,000 different ways of believing in Christianity, do the math on that. Christianity is not of God either. Being a Christian, born-again Christian, is not following a religion or four walls of any of them. Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam. Islam was created by the Vatican anyway. All religions, no matter what. Following Jesus is what it's all about. North American Union. The Tree of Rise of Islam, created by the Vatican in the 6th century, their own membership in the World Council of Churches, by the way. Yeah. And know that the ecumenical movement is trying to bring religions together to form one religion. It's sneaky. It's in the Bible. The socialist elite, Illuminati of Europe, want a united Europe under centralized control. It's a prototype for the whole world. The 10 unions will follow in suit with 10 leaders. 10 kings, they call them. Council of 10. They have a common European military and currency. 1993, they did a study and a questionnaire in 29 Palms, California, of 1,000 Marines to find out what would happen in the 1990s by 40 questions, of which I've got a copy of it, which 5 questions is of concern. Would you join, fight with the Blue Beret? Would you fire on American citizens? And 5 questions like that. They found out wasn't good. That you couldn't trust our military, as if they had to figure this out. They couldn't trust our military to go against American citizens. So they either got to change the thinking of the next generation or two of Americans that they would fire American citizens, or bring Europeans in, Chinese in, military, and Russian. And guess what they did? 1994-95, they brought in Chinese troops through Long Beach Naval Base. Uh-huh. Costco? Yep. That's how they got the foot in the door. And from a treaty signed by Jimmy Carter back in 1970s, that Luciferian, Satan worshiper, Jimmy Peanut Farmer Carter, absolutely, no question about it, evil to the core, pretend to be some Georgia Southern peanut farmer is a lie. He's a Luciferian. No question. Did a treaty in 1970s that later, about some years later, started the withdrawal of U.S. troops, U.S. forces out of Panama Canal, U.S. contractors out of Panama Canal, leaving a vacuum of jobs by design so the Chinese could fill the vacuum. And when it's like a chess move. He knew exactly what he's doing, working with them. Working with them. The Illuminati in China is the Li family, L-I. Linked up to Breakspear, Aldo Blandini's. Oh, they're all connected. It's not Jews, family. It's all connected to everybody. All of the royal families. So, when the Chinese moved into our continent in the Panama Canal, from there, they start building bases in Mexico. That's how they brought it through commercial enterprise, to bring in military equipment, building supplies. Then they moved it on into convoys into Mexico for underground military bases. And then making the borders porous and the drug trade allowed them to come inside the United States to set up operations. Look up Clinton Gate. 1990s. That traitor, Clinton, set up Long Beach Naval Base so Costco could do their commercial activities, but that's how they brought them in through California. So instead of the Japanese in the 1940s, as it planned, take over the West Coast, the Japanese failed. Japanese been on their hit list ever since. They took care of that in that tsunami. Whoops. Oh, yeah. Number 3 economic, down to non-existent. That's what that was all about. Some other reasons, too. Japan failed. China took over our debt foreign trade zones was given as collateral after 1999. 290 foreign trade zones in the United States owned by Chinese commercial activities. Even Mount Airy here has got one foreign trade zone, 230. Freemasons work with them. They destroy the town and the economy of the town to bring in their commercial enterprises. That's what's going on in a lot of small towns. Setting up for the North American Union. When they bought our debt using these properties as collateral. Thanks to Clintons. You got the idea now? See how it's working? You feel like a frog, ribbit, 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 like Kermit the Frog, and they've turned up the heat, and you don't realize it's getting hot in the water? The Russians come through Canada. Palin knows all about that. Eastern Star. Palin, the right-wing types, just like LaHaye and Pat Robinson, all those Freemasons, work for Council of National Policy. They're members of the CMP. Yeah. And the CMP, Tea Party, Ron Paul, TMP, CMP, is underneath the Council of Foreign Relations. Formed in, I forgot what day it was formed, in the 1990s or something like that. That was all connected. Heading toward the North American Union. Little by little. As of the dates, 28 nations, 27 nations in the EU. Others want to be admitted, so they got to whittle it down to 7. Watch what happens in the future. Be interesting to see how it works. Some of them's got to pull out. Be subjugated. That would take a major disaster of some sort. Economic, maybe. Who knows? The closer they get to their New World Order and their North American Union and their European Union, the closer they'll be taken out. It's a double-edged sword. What happened there, Europe, with your financial? Y'all went to another currency, didn't you? Whoa, imagine that. Yeah. The euro. Little by little. I was part of that as far as working in Kosovo. We went to the euro, 1999 time frame. Boy, I smelt that coming a long way ago. Little by little, America, financially, you're in a whole lot of trouble. They'll eventually go out from the reserve currency of American dollars, which is not worth anything anyway, because not Nixon, but FDR took us off the gold standard. Nixon didn't. That's a lie. FDR did, 1933. He was the one that's responsible for it when they planned a military dictatorship in the American North American Union in 1940s. I got the map. Shows it. Now, we're coming close to the end for today. I want to get in. I will continue this. Absolutely. But I want to leave you with this for the next 10 minutes and tell you what they've got. According to them, at one time, they have the United States of South America, the Union of the African Republic, African Union, the Arabian Federated Republics, the GCC, covers Saudi Arabia and all other states occupying the Arabian Peninsula, including Iraq and Syria. That's the GCC family. Republics of India, present-day Afghanistan. Oh, really? Where they get their heroin, the CIA gets their heroin, besides Vietnam, South America, to bring in the United States. Legalize the marijuana. Oh, it's a medical marijuana. Yeah, right. Okay. More medication for you. It's some fluorine. Afghanistan. The troops. That's why they're killing off the troops. Because the troops know about the heroin they're bringing on the planes back from Afghanistan. Having our troops guard poppy fields. Hadn't made too many of them real happy. They're killing them off at 26 suicides per day. Does anybody really care? I mean, are there anybody out there, some general that's got some kind of courage? Or y'all just turn flat foot and scared? What's wrong with you? I'm talking to you generals out there, the so-called war heroes. You've lost it. You're kowtowing down to the Illuminati. The war is here. And they're going to take your children. Do you even care? I do. A lot of other people do, but they don't know what they're up against. When I see these things, the Federated Republics of India, United Republics of China, present-day China, Korea, now you got the idea about Korea, why we lost that, it was planned by rules of engagement. Same thing for Vietnam, our own State Department, our own Joint Chief of Staff made sure we lost both Korea and Vietnam was designed. Moving right along. United States of Scandinavia, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. United States of Europe, the Benelux countries, the German, Rhineland, France, Switzerland, Spain, Portugal, and Italy. There's your Roman Empire. The head, the seven heads right there. And finally, the tenth one, the British Commonwealth, including Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Madagascar, and most of Indonesia. Now you see why Queen of England has its colonies, Canada, America, Australia, and Israel. We're all colonies, guys. America, we're nothing. We're not in the Bible. Any preacher, evangelist, or whatever that says we're in the Bible is full of absolute mud. Oh, America's in the Bible. No, where in the Bible will you find America? We're not even money. We're just a colony anyway. Always have been since 1782. We're not in the doggone Bible. So you preachers that say we are either part of the problem or you're just completely deceived. There's no third choice. Now, the smaller entities, including AIR, the whole of Ireland and Greece, including Albania, Turkey, excluding European Turkey, and the Hebrew land, the Holy Land, plus Jordan and Japan, these three Axis states that Germany, Italy, and Japan are to be quarantined and until they could be readmitted to the family of nations. Japan's been taken out. Germany, Italy will be absorbed in the seven heads. Family, I got this worked out. Their plan is by 2020. Oh, yeah. And what Alice Bailey, called the externalization of the hierarchy, the fallen angels, to come in full view, documented, to take place in the year 2025. Now, I'm going to talk more detail about this week. These are the unions. 10 of them. The Club of Rome, the global think tank, been putting this together under your noses. Club of Rome. A set member of the round table. And what's the round table? Well, I'll tell you what the round table is. The round table consists of representatives of the Club of Rome that set this thing up. Later, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, United Nations, and throw in there for good measure, Gorbachev Foundation. That's the round table that sends the recommendations to the Committee of the 300. Do you recall when, several years ago, when Obama met in some kind of meeting or whatever, on, you could watch it on YouTube and on the news. The king of Saudi Arabia, what did he do? He bowed, did he not? Oh, that enraged Americans. How dare a president bow to the king of Saudi Arabia? No. He was showing you that's how it really works. He wants you to see it. Every president is president of a corporation of America Incorporated, USA Incorporated. We're nothing more than a corporation. Subservient to the Queen of England. Totally. Canada, you are too. Australia, so are you. And British Israel, every bit of you. He bowed correctly. He's nothing more than a president of a corporation. He's nothing. That's why he didn't go to France in solidarity. He couldn't. He's nothing but a president of a corporation. He's not allowed. That's why I bowed to the king of Saudi Arabia, to show you that we are subservient to the kings and queens of this world, because we're a colony today. That's the truth. Since 1782 until 2015, they lied to us all along. More coming tomorrow. More about this world union. I'm going to get down to it tomorrow, more detail. We'll talk about the different unions in detail. Mediterranean Union, every one of them tomorrow. African Union, we'll talk in detail about all these. Your Union of South American Nations, we'll talk about that in detail. All week long, I think it deserves all week. Just hammer, hammer, hammer. Let y'all know that it's only me, and people who send me articles. That's it. And I appreciate the articles and help people give me on the side, and we share. Other than that, this network's run by me only. I have no agenda, none, zero. I don't follow my country. I don't follow nobody but Jesus Christ. That's it. King James Bible, there is no other Bible. With evidence, you have no other Bible that's legitimate, literally, preachers. So y'all better wake up and get your head out of your butts. It's a shame that you use NIV, missing verses. What's wrong with you? Anyway. I'm played up in also randomly in highpointradio.net. He graciously, John Kirkler, owner of highpointradio.net, plays randomly my broadcast and Bible studies. Highpointradio.net. And he has sponsors up there that help him with his towers in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So if you live in those three states and you check his website, highpointradio.net, you'll find a list of sponsors. Use them. Or send him some donations, something, give him a hand, because he's living his dream of running a network, and that's what he does. But for me, he just plays my broadcast and Bible studies, and I appreciate it. That's what the connection there. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And I'm the administrator, owner, and whatever you want to call me. Some of you, I imagine, got some words for me, but others, I hope it's nice. But really, I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about the truth. That's it, no matter what. I shall continue for as long as I can. As long as God puts me here and keeps me here, I'll do that. I want to thank you all for showing up today. And tonight, Bible study, a surprise topic. I mean, not surprise like, oh, wow, it's really going to be great, because I hope it will be great, but it'll be another topic that we'll talk about. I'll expound on a subject and that's applicable to today in Bible study all week long, different subjects. I've been focusing on the extraterrestrial lie they're going to hit you with. Oh, it's all tied together. Since 1917, they've been setting this thing up. Oh, yeah, that's another story to bring us to a new world order. Is the extraterrestrial lie they're going to hit you with. Excuse me. So, family, we're just kicking off today. I gave you a rundown of the unions. I'm not done with them. I'm going to talk about them in detail tomorrow. And I'm going to dissect the entire European Union, North American unions, 10 unions that make up the prophecy of Daniel. that is in fact taking place. Y'all have a good night. God bless you. And know that Jesus Christ has already won. Right now it's picking sides. One side's won, one side's lost. Shouldn't be hard to figure out which one you want to pick. Jesus Christ. Acknowledgement of sins. And to Him only. You, to Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit. You don't need a priest. You don't need a rabbi. You don't need none of them. If they're not preaching the truth, you don't need them in the first place. It's between you and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. That's where it lies. And you, your family. That's the most important. But Jesus is the intermediary between you and God. No human can even claim whatsoever. Not even one. Especially the Pope. All these are human beings that are sinners anyway. They got their own problems. Yours is between you and Jesus. You establish your relationship with Him at your home, in your car, wherever you are. It's between you and Jesus. Holy Spirit's always with you. That's all you need. His discernment and wisdom will guide you. Those that's coming tonight, I'll see you at 8 to 9, Bible study. And in the meantime, tomorrow, 4 to 6, hey, going to hit the ground running, North American Union all the way. And we'll talk about the different unions all through this week. Have a good night. God bless you all. And, hey, we'll see you all later. It's your watchman, Thomas Gambill. I'm signing off.
As I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Every day.